This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A judge has blocked Indiana's abortion ban a week after it took effect. The county judge issued a preliminary injunction putting the new law on hold as abortion clinic operators argue that the new law violates Indiana's state constitution. Indiana's abortion ban was approved by the state's Republican-dominated legislature on August 5th and signed by Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb. That made Indiana the first state to enact tighter abortion restrictions since the U.S. Supreme Court eliminated federal abortion protections by overturning Roe v. Wade in June. The judge wrote, "There is reasonable likelihood that this significant restriction of personal autonomy offends the liberty guarantees of the Indiana Constitution and that the clinics will prevail in the lawsuit. The judge's order prevents the state from enforcing the ban pending a trial on the merits of the lawsuit." The outright ban on abortion, which includes limited exceptions, replaced Indiana laws that generally prohibited abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy and tightly restricted them after the 13th week. The Indiana abortion ban includes exceptions allowing abortions in cases of rape and incest before 10 weeks post-fertilization to protect the life and physical health of the mother and if a fetus is diagnosed with a lethal anomaly. The new law also prohibits abortion clinics from providing any abortion care, leaving such services solely to hospitals or outpatient surgical centers owned by hospitals. Ken Falk, the ACLU of Indiana's legal director, pointed to the Indiana State Constitution's declarations of rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, in arguing before the judge on Monday that it included a right to privacy and to make decisions on whether to have children. For the first time ever, Montana State University's research spending topped $200 million for the most recent fiscal year. It marks the fourth state year the university has set a record in its research expenditures, which it annually reports to the National Science Foundation. And it's the first time in state history that a higher education institute's research spending reached $200 million. In the last fiscal year, the university received 672 new grants totaling almost $121 million. Research money that can be used within various time frames, including over several years. Montana State University's College of Agriculture reported the most at $46 million. Second largest was the College of Letters and Sciences with $22 million, and the Norm Asbjornsen College of Engineering with $18 million in research spending. MSU has an R1 designation from the Carnegie Classification of Institutions of Higher Education, which sets MSU as having very high research activity. Some of that research includes a $4 million grant from the USDA to study wheat data with producers, $6.4 million from the National Science Foundation and Department of Energy for three projects to study refining natural oils from algae into plastics and vehicle fuels, and a $1.1 million National Institute of Health grant to a team in the College of Health and Human Development to work with three tribal colleges to diversify bioscience fields. Federal money from agencies like NASA, the National Science Foundation, and the Departments of Defense and Agriculture accounted for 89% of MSU's expenditures. The Gallatin County Courthouse building in downtown Bozeman could soon host a new parking garage. Bozeman City Commissioners signed a memorandum of agreement with the county about building a parking garage on the parking lot behind the courthouse building on South 3rd Avenue between Main and Mendenhall. County commissioners will vote at their October 4th meeting. This is a collaboration between the city and the county to see if that is feasible, so that would allow us to continue that work and set us in that direction, said Assistant City Manager Chuck Wynn. A cost estimate for a garage on the county site was done in November of 2021, and it's estimated at $16.55 million for a garage similar in size to the Bridger parking garage with about 400 spots, including 75 dedicated spots for county use in the future garage and vouchers for people parking in the garage who do business at the county building. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.